Europe Today from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, offering gourmet foods and fresh flowers with a different accent. English Hedgerow also offers coordinated catering and decoration for weddings, parties, and corporate events. English Hedgerow on the corner of University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana.
It's 12:31. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Kyle Mabry is our technical director this noon hour. And joining me in the studio, Tom Rogers. He has our report of AM 580 News.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. A jury is seated and the first witnesses have provided their testimony in the Champaign County trial of Robert Arnett. He's accused of killing his estranged wife, Naomi Arnett, and hiding her body in a rural area near her home last year. While authorities say Robert Arnett moved his wife's body in an effort to cover up what he had done, Arnett maintains that he found her after she had committed suicide in the basement of her home with a note. But authorities say only after Naomi Arnett's body was found 3 months later did he come forward with that story. Naomi Arnett's disappearance in May of last year prompted a lengthy search. Her remains were discovered in a wooded area near Sadorus last September. Robert Arnett's trial is expected to last until next week. Vermilion and McLean County government sponsors special discount cards for residents who don't have prescription drug coverage. Now, Champaign County may be taking a different route by endorsing a similar discount card sponsored by the United Way. Champaign County board members will vote tomorrow night on a proposal to endorse the Family Wise card, which is being promoted locally by the United Way of Champaign County. Justice Committee Chair Jan Anderson says the card offers a modest discount on prescription drugs at most area pharmacies.
This would not solve the problem entirely. The average discount is about 20%. But even that amount, if you are uninsured, is an attempt to be helpful.
Anderson says no registration is needed to use the FamilyWise card, but it cannot be combined with insurance or other drug coverage. She says the card provided by McLean and Vermilion counties is a similar program run by the National Association of Counties. She says Champaign County could sign up with that, but it would be easier for the county to simply join the United Way in promoting FamilyWise. That prescription drug card is available through the United Way, several local service agencies, and from the FamilyWise website. It's FamilyWise.com. FamilyWise is spelled with a Z, FamilyWise, W-I-Z-E. Southern Illinois University won't be joining other schools in a push to lower the drinking age. About 100 university leaders across the country have signed what's called the Amethyst Initiative. It encourages debate on the drinking age, including whether to lower it from 21 to 18. Proponents say current laws actually encourage dangerous binge drinking on campus. But chancellors of SIU's campuses in Carbondale and Edwardsville, along with SIU President Glenn Pichard, say the university's content strictly for enforcing the current law. SIU says its 35,000 students are better off armed with information about the damaging effects of underage binge drinking. Yesterday, University of Illinois Urbana Chancellor Richard Herman also questioned the wisdom of lowering the minimum age. Mothers Against Drunk Driving believes it would lead to more fatal crashes. Expect a big influx of traffic into Champaign-Urbana tomorrow as the official move-in day for University of Illinois freshmen changes from a weekend to a weekday. Since classes start on Monday, U of I officials decided to move move-in day to Thursday. Housing Director Kirsten Ruby says that'll mean thousands of parents and students will mix with the usual university traffic, even though it helps that a third of dorm residents have already moved in.
We opened officially at noon on Sunday, so if a parent had a problem getting here during the week, they could have come on as early as noon on Sunday. A lot of our international students are here early. They've got some orientation, and there's some freshmen who haven't done their orientation yet, their registration, so they're here on campus as well.
Ruby says incoming dorm residents have been given specific traffic routes to follow tomorrow to make the move-in process as smooth as possible. Still, she says U of I faculty and staff should consider alternate means to get to work, such as the MTD, bicycling, or walking. The city of Champaign is just a couple months away from launching the next phase of the Boneyard Creek Detention Project. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
City Manager Steve Carter says the Second Street phase of their efforts to prevent flooding along the Boneyard has had to wait for approval from state and federal agencies. Once the final okay comes from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, he says work can begin on the creek through Scott Park. When completed, the creek on the surface will be supplemented by a storm sewer underground. Then Carter says the Champaign Park District can get to work on renovating Scott Park.
The drainage part of the project should be done over the winter, and so then next spring or next summer, the Park District should be able to bid the actual reconstruction of the park itself.
Also next year, the city plans to start work on the Boneyard from Springfield Avenue north to University Avenue. Two above-ground detention ponds will be built to contain the creek's floodwaters. Last night, the Champaign City Council voted to buy a student apartment building on East Stoughton near the Boneyard for the detention project. That leaves just two parcels of land that the city needs to buy to make the next phase of Boneyard flood control possible. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Our next report is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from Christie Clinic Association, with offices in Champaign, Urbana, Rantoul, Mahomet, Tuscaloosa.